For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
We are at 1232 and welcome to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. My name is Al Coombs. And for Mike Stubbs with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty, you can call anytime at 519-672-9880, joanball.com, joanball at royallepage.ca. Any other way that we could get a hold of you?
Well, I...
If you see somebody frantically running from house to house, that's you.
Yeah, I have my running shoes on these days. Actually, my running sandals.
on the beautiful weather that we're having. This must have, over the last 3 or 4 days, got everybody's mind into either selling or buying.
Well, let me put it this way. I have been involved in 4 different multiple offers this past week.
Come on.
So that's what happens when it gets crazy. The flowers come up and the for sale signs come up and the buyers come out and we're all ready to rock and roll.
Right. Yeah. I'd be interested to sit down with somebody. Does a situation like this, where we get such an early taste of summer, make people want to sell their house or make them want to buy a house?
Both.
Both? Yeah. They just look and they say, this garden is too much. I want to sell it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because buyers traditionally get out on the market in February, March.
Right.
And, you know, they've been sitting around, they got the February blahs. Now, this February was so cold. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted to go look at houses.
That's
so
right.
Everybody huddled inside and stayed warm and all that stuff. And so we really started seeing, you know, we had activity in February, but March really sort of sprung up and open. And then in April, it just got starting to get crazy.
Yeah.
Now, more properties will be listed traditionally in May.
Okay.
Because people's perception is that the lawn has to look nice, the flowers up, the windows washed, all of that stuff. But in some cases, in past years, previous years, they've missed the buyers. But this year, we've got a little bit of a lag. So we're seeing them both come out at the same time.
Now,
so.
we often ask you whether it's a seller's market or buyer's market,
right.
and which is more. And for, I think, almost 2 years now, it feels like the answer has come back pretty much a balanced market.
It is. It really still is.
How often should we update that? Is that something every week, every month?
Well, I do update it on my website
every month. Wow.
So if you go on to my website, look under market charts. It's
okay.
On the left-hand side.
Yeah, see it right there.
Down.
Yeah, market charts.
And it will give you an update of the local market, London, St. Thomas market for the last month. And there are some stats in there that reflect back quite some time, give you a much better idea of the growth period since, I think it's 2002. You know, we've been looking at
the price is up 3.2% over 2014.
That's right.
I don't necessarily know what that means, though.
Well, that means that if you have a $100,000 property,
right,
or if you take an average price property, so right now we're at about 264, 265, something like that for average price property, then it has increased by that from 2014 to this period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's funny because we've always talked about the London investment. It never gets up like Toronto or down like Toronto.
It doesn't.
It's far more.
No.
But to buy a house on the interest rates that we're seeing right now and being promised more than 3%, or not promised, but being given more than 3% on a real estate investment.
When
you're selling, right.
Okay, so when you're selling, you're the winner.
Right.
When you're buying, you're not.
But you would want to buy in order to gain.
Yes.
Yes, over
exactly.
the next little while. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. So somebody who got into the market 5 years ago, you know, or 10 years ago, you mm-hmm. know, has done very well. Depending on where they're buying. If they're buying over, you know, if they're buying up, then
right.
obviously that's going to be more money. So, you know, it's all relative depending on where you're going. If you're downsizing, you're in a really good position because your property is going to be potentially more expensive than what you might be going to. So you might be looking at something where you're gaining in equity from the house that you're selling, but you're buying something more you know, a little bit less. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, your affordability is much more significant.
Joan Ball from Royal LePage, Triland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website where we just talked about all of the great information that's up there, the market tips that are there. And then, of course, there's the All About Joan, the schools. A lot of people forget about that as well, especially this time of year when we're looking at moving the kids out of school to just check and see what school zone you're in. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's got a good reputation or a bad reputation, things along those lines, that's all stuff that needs to be factored into the homework.
Of course. And, you know, there's a couple of resources I have that are really helpful around that. My bigyellowbus.ca really helps if you're looking at a specific address to know what the schools are within that area. That's a great resource. And also, I do have another link, and I'm not sure exactly what the name of it is, just to evaluate the different schools and give you a sense of what they offer.
You know? It's such an important thing. And it's funny, too. You helped us before we had kids. And mm-hmm. I can remember Shannon and I looking around and saying, well, the furnace isn't bad. The windows seem up to date. A nice backyard. What else could you? And you said, well, do you want us to go and see how close you are to a school? And we happen to be right very close to two schools, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And it was funny. I can remember both Shannon and I going, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, kids come along eventually.
My adage is always that you buy a house that will serve you for 5 years or 50 years, whichever, because things happen, life happens, and people sometimes think, oh, I'll be here for 5 years, and then I'll move on, and then they're there 25 years later.
Right. If you have any questions, 519-643-1290. You can text us as well at 101290. We'll get that answered for you as well. JoanBall.com, again, is the website. I want to dip into the mailbag, if mm-hmm. I could.
Sure.
This is an interesting question that Teresa had. Can there be more than one offer accepted on a property at the same time?
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of an interesting question, because I thought normally you'd get four offers and you'd say, well, I'd like that one the most.
Okay, so you need to understand sort of how this works.
Okay.
You're thinking of multiple offers being presented. So
right.
If multiple offers are presented, usually it means that there's the highest bidder or money talks or no conditions or whatever. So you really would arrive perhaps at one. However, say the seller has accepted an offer conditional on the sale of a property. So, you know, and they've come to the agreement, and that those buyers are given about 60 days to go away and sell their house and waive their condition. However, the seller is allowed to continue to offer the property for sale. Should another offer come in that they like and they accept, there will be clauses within that offer that the sellers are able to be released from a previously accepted offer. So in that situation, you actually have two accepted offers. Now, in some of the outlying areas, and I guess I should finish that thought process. So the first buyers would be given notice to waive their condition and potentially own two houses, which they may not be able to do.
Right.
And they would be given a 24 or 48-hour period to do that, and then the second offer would then become the accepted offer.
Okay.
And the first buyers would sign a mutual release, and the sellers would be done with them. In some of the outlying areas, however, for example, Woodstock, quite often they will accept a number of offers. However, it will be on the condition that the first buyer who removes all their conditions are the ones that get the house.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what happens in London doesn't always happen in other areas outlying, you know. So you have to really check and make sure that you know how it's going to work in the different geographic areas, because, you know, we have a very standard way of doing things here that are quite different if you go to another city or another area.
Very interesting. And I think a lot of people don't realize that just because you're in London and you want to move another city doesn't necessarily mean it's the same rules that apply over there.
Well, it'll be the
well.
Same rules. Same, it
yes.
may not be the same way of doing business.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website. You can give her a call anytime. She's got her cell phone with her, ready to take calls. 519-672-9880. JoanBall at RoyalLePage.ca is her email. You can give us a call as well. 519-643-1290. Text 101290. I've got a question for you when we come back, Joan, about where your duties begin and end, because I just interrupted you, bringing you onto the air in a conversation with organizing moving trucks. I didn't know that was a real estate. We will start talking to you about what the responsibilities
are. The Live Drive
as well
with Andy Udman. Weekdays 3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's embarrassing. It's shameful. But we are addicted to our cell phones.
It's interactive, opinionated talk radio.
I'm not trying to be self-righteous. I'm not trying to be holier than that. It's just the way my parents raised me. And it stuck.
Today's stories with Andy's own perspective.
Why aren't we calling it what it is, and that is an epidemic?
3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Time now is 12:44 at News Talk 1290 CJBK. My name is Al Coombs, sitting in for Mike Stubbs with Joan Ball, our friend from Royal LePage Triland Realty. 672-9880 is her phone number. If you have questions, though, right now is the time. 519-643-1290, or you can text us, 101290. On Twitter, at CJBK. I'll have that up and open as well. So if I look like I'm not listening, I promise you I am. I'm just making sure that our alternate modes of communication are up and running as well. I want to talk to you about the beginning and end of where your job begins and ends. But I think this might be a first, as I came in and was asking you about, you know, things that we needed to make sure that we mention. And you said you had a listing. And I can honestly say, I don't think I've ever heard you mention this listing of this type of a home before. What do you have now?
Well, it's not just a home. It's a 14, almost 15-acre horse farm with a four-stall barn, a tack room, everything all loaded, and a full brand-new arena that is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, lighted.
Like an arena for the horses to...
For the horses, for the equestrian training and everything. Fully lighted. Lighted. And a huge shop that is almost brand new, which has two large garage doors and a man door and, you know, fully equipped. Mm-hmm. And a couple of other outbuildings. Several paddocks, fencing has been completely updated. The majority of the property is pasture, some wooded area. Mm-hmm. The house itself has three bedrooms on the main floor. It's a ranch, a gas fireplace, large eat-in area, and the kitchen's had some updates too. Fully finished basement with its own little suite.
Oh, my gosh.
Two rec rooms down there, double car garage. It really offers a fair bit, and it's on Brigham Road, 4079 Brigham Road. It is listed for $850, and it's a spectacular piece of property.
Just help me out as I'm trying to envision this. Like I said, the house itself sounds wonderful. Mm-hmm. The stables sound nice. The stadium sounds beautiful. I think a lot of people are listening saying, this sounds like a wonderful spot. I've never had horses before. I wouldn't know necessarily what to do with horses. And I would assume that's probably not a unique reaction to somebody selling a horse farm. That looks like it would be a great place, but I don't know anything about horses. I guess I can't have it.
Actually, you know, somebody who is into horses will probably purchase this property. However, it doesn't preclude people from, you know, who want the land, who want the enjoyment of this amount of land.
Right.
You know, but it does certainly lend itself to owning horses.
Could you rent out this? Sorry,
yes.
This is a stupid question.
Yes.
Could you rent out the stables and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, you certainly could.
Yeah.
And I think to rent one of the stalls at this point and utilizing the space is about $450 a month.
Oh, so I mean, that would help pay for the taxes,
absolutely.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes.
And how many acres did you say?
Just shy of 15.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to mow the lawn. You just let the horses go and do their thing, right?
Yeah,
at least you
would
have to fertilize the lawn more than likely if you let the horses out there. Yeah. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. JoanBall.com is the website. If you have any questions, 519-643-1290. Text us at 101290. Where does the job for a real estate agent begin and end? Just interrupted a conversation with you trying to get moving trucks orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was kind of amazing because in my mind, a real estate agent, they help me buy or sell my home, and that's what they do. You guys go well beyond that, though.
Well, you know, I'll tell you an example. I've probably spoken about it before, which really encapsulates or encompasses everything in a nutshell. I had clients years ago, and the family members, the sons, daughters, were all out of town. And mom and dad were going into Chelsea Park. And the kids came in from Medicine Hat, I believe, literally got mom and dad organized and settled at Chelsea Park, and left and caught their plane at, I think it was 6 the next morning, and were gone. Breakfast was still on the table. Breakfast was still on the table. We got there. We had to completely organize, declutter, and ship off some furnishings to different family members in other areas of the country.
Oh.
And I think one was in other areas of North America. I think they were in the States. And we had to downsize and donate and make sure that some of the antiques got to the antique dealer, get the property organized, sell the property, get all the paperwork coordinated with lawyers and the individual who had power of attorney, or mom and dad, if I can't even remember if they were signing at that time. And right down to once it's sold, then everything had to be taken care of and shipped out and moved out in one way or another, either to junk removal or to somewhere where it could, like, Impact Junk Solutions is a perfect alternative. So then somebody else can benefit from the furnishings. And, you know, everything right down to vacant, get the keys to the lawyer, coordinate a lawyer that would go to Chelsea Park and get everything done.
Wow.
And then follow up and do get it organized with the new purchaser for final walkthrough.
Unbelievable.
You know, so it really is, it should be a complete service. You know, that's the way I look at it. And it really doesn't matter what the situation. I could tell you, you know, 50 other situations where, you know, it depends on what hat that I'm wearing, you know, as far as what I've done, putting people in touch. One of the reasons I started the London Home Ownership Resource Directory, which people can access on my website, is because I saw it really needed to be a full service.
There was a time when I'm sure you were probably getting a little bit frustrated, saying, you guys are dragging my name through the mud right now. Come on, this is what we should be doing right now.
Well, no, I think I do have always looked at staying focused on what I do, not worried about what others do.
Right.
And recognizing that in my industry, I'm going to know who the good electricians are,
right,
who the good roofers are, who, you know, hopefully. And I like my clients to give me the feedback if they're not getting the service that they like. And I have taken people off my list from time to time if they haven't measured up or given the service that I think people expect and deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but that should be part of the process. And I have people who bought houses 5 years ago. Joan, do you happen to know a good whatever, you know? And they stay in touch that way. You know, can you give me the sort of rundown on what's going on in my neighborhood? I heard this is happening. You know, so it really should be an ongoing full service.
Great points. Joan Ball, Roy LePage, Tryland Realty. You can get a hold of Joan anytime at joanball.com. joanball@roylepage.ca is her website, 519-672-9880. Of course, we're welcome to take your calls, 519-643-1290, or you can text us at 101290. We'll come back. There's been an interesting question thrown our way about garages and the increased value of that. We'll throw that your way when we return to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
London has a radio station that plays none of your favorite songs.
Excuse me.
We're too busy talking about real life.
You know, they talk about the news.
News Talk 1290 has traffic and weather updates, news from CTV News, and the most entertaining talk in town, live and interactive. It's about where you live, what you do, and what matters most. Find us right now on the AM dial, set a button, and keep coming back. Your home for the best in reality radio. News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Welcome back to Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK. My name is Al Coombs, in for Mike Stubbs. Joan Ball from Royal LePage, Tryland Realty, 519-672-9880. Joan Ball at royallepage.ca are the easiest ways to get a hold of her. If you have questions, we'll fit that in. 519-643-1290. Text us at 101290. This one has just come in. Trudy asking, What value, and I think this is interesting because we always forget about the little additions that that add to a house. What value is a garage, single or double, and a basement walkout?
Okay, so let's go backwards. Basement walkout's an easy one. When you're building, generally, you will be charged an extra for the lot, perhaps even, and for the configuration of putting in a basement walkout. So patio doors from the basement that go outside to a patio area or whatever. About a premium of about $10,000 to $15,000 generally. In a resale home, you're probably looking somewhere around $10,000 for a basement walkout
really?
Premium.
Wow.
Because it is an asset.
Yeah.
You know, it depends on the configuration, depends on how old that basement yeah. walkout is, yeah. if it's a tornado door or something like that, you know. But there is some value there. Now, garages are a little different. For a single car garage, you may be looking at $5,000 to $10,000 premium on that. Again, depending on if it's attached, if it's detached, if it's falling down, if it's well constructed, or it's been constructed in the last couple of years, or whatever. Double is going to give you a little bit more. So you're going to be looking at $10,000 to $15,000 usually. And again, it depends. I mean, I have one client who has a 6-car garage, but it's not 6 doors. It's 6. You know, it's 2 doors. And 3 deep. And
oh.
that is a, and it's a detached, it's a beauty.
Wow.
Just a beauty. So,
yeah.
you know, and I think he accommodates.
You might be able to fit all the junk and the cars
yeah.
in something
yeah,
that, like
that. That's my fear. Anyway, but it really does depend, and you have to somewhat take it individually for the individual property. But yes, you're going to have some value there in the fact that it has a garage. And in some cases, you can weigh off some of the evaluations. So say somebody's looking at a home and it's got no garage versus trying to evaluate one against
right.
a garage.
Which is the way that most of us would probably yeah. look to evaluate.
And so yeah. I would probably give it that plus or minus in that way. And also, but it may, the one without a garage may have a pool. So we have to give it some evaluation on that.
Does that normally increase or decrease, out of curiosity, a pool?
Well, I don't think a pool would necessarily decrease a property
because right.
the only one who's going to buy a house with a pool is somebody who's
looking
interested
for,
in a
of
pool.
Of course, right, yeah.
You know, now, does it decrease it if it's a terrible pool that needs to be removed? Well, perhaps.
You know, yeah. I think I've seen that house before.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
have I.
yeah. Joan, always wonderful to speak to you. Again, if people are interested in looking at that that horse farm that you're
on
selling.
On Brigham Road, just give me a shout.
Give you a shout.
Or
okay.
look online on joanball.com.
Joanball.com, 519-672-9880. JoanBall@royallePage.ca is her email. Joan, always wonderful to speak to you.
Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Open houses on the weekend?
No, not this weekend. Just busy showing.
I was just going to say, probably that just means you're busy doing everything and anything else that
yes.
a good real estate agent does, which is everything from start to finish in the sale or buying of a property. Joan, we'll enjoy the weekend with you then.
Good stuff.
All right. Joan Ball, Royal LePage, Triland Realty. Again, joanball.com has all of the information. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290, CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.